Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I make big money.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's the Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln, FM 101.5, 1480 AM. Happy Monday. Hope everything is going okay with you. I'm Will Wilson, and I'm with you this week. Bill Hooks, he is in Arizona, actually. That's where he's hanging out this week. I know, it sounds nice. I actually mistakenly even told a few people that he was going to Vegas. My mistake on that. I don't know where my head was. I knew he was even going to Arizona, and I told a few people that. I know I told you, Troy, that when I saw him at the mall over the weekend. My bad. Bill Hooks, he's in Arizona, and he'll be back next week. So you got me for the week, and I hope you're okay with that. I would have had somebody with me, but to be honest with you, I totally forgot to reach out to some of the regulars, like Elijah or Thew. So, whatever. I'll get him in for tomorrow. So you just got me for today. Happy Monday. How are things with you? I hope your weekend was good. We had a lot of news come out, obviously, from the weekend. We got the college football playoff we're going to be talking about. We'll probably get to that a little later in hour number two. Every single Monday, we talk to Evan Bland with the Omaha World Herald. He will be with us at 9:20. We'll talk to Evan about Mickey Joseph. It's official. Mickey Joseph is coming to Nebraska, returning to Nebraska to be the wide receivers coach, associate head coach, and passing game coordinator. We will get into that here to open the show. But also coming up a little later in the show, we'll talk Nebraska ball. They opened Big Ten play. That's always a scary situation, especially when you open it against Indiana and Michigan. We got Indiana over with, and it went just about how a lot of people thought it would maybe go. But there was promise, of course, just like there was promise in the NC State game. And promise, I mean that as we had another multi-digit lead. And it that turned out to not, it turned out to not matter. We'll get to that as well around 10:20. We'll talk Nebraska ball. And then the coaching carousel is also heating up again. If you haven't seen the news yet, Oklahoma has hired a head coach. We will get to that in the second hour. I'm kind of turning my head at it just a little bit. Now, a few things make sense out of the hire. Obviously, the coach they hired in Venables is who they hired, a Clemson assistant who used to be with Oklahoma. We'll get to that in the second hour. I'm turning my head at a few things, and that will be coming up a little later in the show. 402-466-3776. It's just me today and you. So, really, anytime you want to share something, give me your thoughts. Call in, 402-466-3776. If you want to tweet at me, at Willie on the Radio, that's where you can find me. Let's have a good week. Let's get into it. Mickey Joseph is here, and he is back at Nebraska. Now, clearly, I'm 22 years old. I'm actually going to be 23 this month. Get your gifts ready. And I don't remember watching Mickey Joseph at Nebraska. Clearly, that was before my life, before my time. So the connection there, I don't really have with Mickey, which I know a lot of you do. I know a lot of you remember watching Mickey here at Nebraska. Sounded like he was pretty electric, but I guess I wouldn't know for sure. But Mickey Joseph is back here at Nebraska. We got the confirmation, I believe it was Friday, when we finally got the word that Mickey was hired. And I want to get your thoughts on this, of course, 402-466-3776, Husker Nation, the first big hire out of the four assistants, you know, the four assistant positions that are open. We got the first one, and it's Mickey Joseph. And to me, it seems like this was going to be the one, like, everyone knew was going to happen. Do you agree with me on that? So I did think right when these positions opened, my eyes were on Mickey Joseph immediately, and I know it's the same for a lot of you, too, because a couple years ago, we made a run at Mickey. I think it was before last season, and he stayed with LSU. So we already know Mickey was on our coach's radar, and obviously Mickey didn't want to come here then. Now things have changed at LSU. You got Ed Orgeron after bringing kids and girlfriends to practices, which isn't a bad move, by the way. He's out, and so there's going to be some assistants leaving. Mickey, he's out of there. He's coming to Nebraska. I was told last week that this deal fell through, and I should tell you my source, but I'm not going to because, well, he's here. You know who he is, but he's not here today. But anyways, Mickey Joseph coming to Nebraska. I think it's a great hire. We've talked about some of the guys he's recruited at LSU, and it's unbelievable. And you got Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. Those are the two that everyone looks at right now, obviously because they're doing good in the NFL. Ja'Marr Chase, you know, he started out good. He's, you know, kind of settled down a little bit. Jefferson, he's been doing his thing. I mean, he's breaking records that Randy Moss holds at Minnesota. And by the way, the Vikings, yeah, we'll get to them later in the show as well. Jeez. Surprised Mike Zimmer's not fired already. But Mickey Joseph, I want to get your thoughts. 402-466-3776. The one thing that I'm really excited about Mickey Joseph coming here is he can clearly develop players. We talk about Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, they weren't the biggest recruits coming into LSU. And Mickey Joseph got him to be NFL talent players on a national championship team. I mean, he coached them to be national championship players. And if you look at the history here at Nebraska when it comes to the wide receiver position, I'm talking just, you know, let's go this season and last season. Show me the development that's been happening. And I guess it's kind of hard to see that because we haven't had a lot of wide receiver recruits. I'm talking just straight up recruits out of high school come in and make an immediate impact. Of course, Wandale, but, you know, he's out of the picture right now. I'm thinking about Betts. You know, Betts, he came out of Omaha, and he's really the only quote-unquote recruit in the wide receiver position that is developing well as far as last season to this season. You can make the argument that he, you know, had a few big plays each season, and that was really it from the guy. But he's shown that he can do it. Nonetheless, there's not many recruits coming into this program right now in the wide receiver position and doing it big. That's why I'm excited for Mickey Joseph to get in here, get the recruits he likes, and then we're going to get going with the developmental thing. I mean, Omar Manning transfer, right? I'm not going to put the transfers into the developmental conversation just because I feel like the guys that did transfer here, they were already kind of set, and the expectations for them was like they were going to be an immediate impact. So that's why I'm not putting him in the developmental conversation. But Omar Manning, you know, he transferred in. Okay, fine. He's going to be gone. Samari Toure, he's gone, right? Transfer. Oliver Martin, Levi Falk. These are all guys that transferred in, not recruits. And that's why I'm really excited. I want Mickey to get here and bring in some recruits. Now, is he going to have the chance to do that? Because many people have been wondering, is this a one-year deal? Is it a two-year deal? And this is more on Frost, really. How long does Frost really have? 1 or 2 years? Because in many people's eyes, this is the win or lose year. You don't win this year, a lot of people think it's done. That's why a lot of people thought hiring for these assistant jobs was going to be tough, because a lot of coaches are seeing this as a one-year job. Is it? It's tough to say. I think you can't promote it as one if you're Trev, because then it is going to be tough to get guys here. But if it is a two-year deal, that's good news, because then we're giving Mickey some time to get here and bring some recruits in and develop them like he's been doing at LSU. 402-466-3776. I want to take your calls. It's just me today, so please call in. Bill Hooks will be out this week. He's in Arizona having a good time. ESPN, you are on the air. Keep your radio turned down. Please don't swear. Good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
Hey, it's Will.
Hey, man. What do you got going on?
Not much. Hey, I'm listening to you talk about next year they got to do it. Well, if you looked at our schedule next year, if we don't do it, the coaches don't belong here. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Because we go from one of the hardest schedules in the country to probably in the bottom 5% of schedules next year. So they should be able to. It'll be a great year to have new coaches here just for the simple fact competition won't be quite as tough, so they can actually work on their scheme and then be ready for the next year after that when it gets tougher again.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, appreciate the call, man.
All right, take care, buddy.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, the schedule next year is way easier than this season, no doubt about it. By the way, I wish did he that person say his name is Will, or was he saying Will to me? I was confused. I remember hearing that guy before on the air, but I usually am good with voices and names, but I cannot put a voice or a name to that voice. I don't think his name is Will. I think he was saying my name. Maybe his name is Will, and I'm just not familiar with him. But anyways, keep calling at 402-466-3776. He makes a good point. The schedule is way easier next year, and if we aren't able to get 6 wins with a schedule with that, yeah, he's right. I mean, Frost and some of these coaches probably don't belong here. But also, thinking on the other side of that, should we be giving new coaches a little bit of time to get things working? I mean, these are new coaches coming into a school, you know, in an offense they've never coached in before. Shouldn't we as fans have just a little patience for them to get in and get things rolling? You know, it'd be immature of us to think that they're going to come in and have a top offense in the Big Ten immediately. You know, maybe they will. That'd be great, but I'm not predicting that, and I'm not hoping for that, because my hopes will get up. But that's interesting. No, the schedule is easier, and you know, coaches should enjoy that as well. It should be easier for them to get things going quickly with an easier schedule like that. Thanks for that caller again. God, why can I not remember his name? I'm going to be tripping up on that. Sorry, gentleman who just called. 402-466-3776. Mickey Joseph is back at Nebraska. And I wonder how long it's going to take until, you know, we start seeing who he's going for, who is going to be getting to campus. 402-466-3776. ESPN, good morning. Keep your radio turned down. What's your name?
Hey, Will, it's Will. I just wouldn't let you know it's my name.
Oh, my God. Have you ever called the show before?
Yeah, once before. Yep.
Wow, I don't remember you. Hey, well, hey, I appreciate you, man. Good name.
All right, take care, buddy.
All right, thanks, Will. So it was Will. God, that's awesome. I'm glad he called it and confirmed that. 402-466-3776. I'm Will Wilson. This is The Morning Hookup. Hope your weekend was okay. Bill Hooks is in Arizona. He will be back next week. So Mickey Joseph is back. We're going to see what comes out of this. Maybe he knows someone he's going to bring with him. The OC is still available, right? The running backs and offensive line positions are open. How long until we fill those? Who knows? But I know one thing, Mickey Joseph was at the top of these coaches' list because, you know, it was quick. The hire was made. And now we're already having a few days after that hire was made, and we haven't found a new coach yet. That's telling me that they, you know, prioritized the Mickey Joseph hire. And I'm happy he is here, and I know a lot of you are too. Before we take a break, and Evan Bland with the Omaha World Herald, he will be joining the show at 9:20. We did get some breaking news here this morning, and it's kind of disappointing, but also, you know, we have good news regarding it. Former Nebraska running back Johnny the Jet Rogers is unfortunately in the hospital right now. He's been battling COVID-19 and pneumonia, and this is according to multiple news outlets here in the state. He's been battling it since Thanksgiving. He was hospitalized on Thanksgiving. Johnny is 70 right now, but according to doctors, they have told him that he has, quote, turned the corner towards recovery. That's what I meant by, you know, the good news out of this is Johnny is reportedly getting better. So I just wanted to share that with you. This was kind of broken this morning. So Johnny Rogers in the hospital with COVID-19 and pneumonia. It seems like he is doing better since he was put into the hospital. So we're sending our thoughts to Mr. Rogers, his family, his friends, everyone close to Johnny. We're hoping he can recover and get out of that hospital soon. We love seeing him around Memorial Stadium, and we need him back cheering on the Huskers. So good luck to you, Johnny. We are pulling for you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Evan Bland with the Omaha World Herald. He will join the show. We'll talk football. We'll talk Nebraska ball. We'll also talk some baseball because that is his, you know, that's his main forte is Husker baseball. He's always got the scoop on what's going on with Nebraska baseball. I know a lot of you are really waiting for Nebraska baseball to get going. Even though Nebraska ball, you know, still has some time left, and the women's team are doing great. Volleyball got a big win over the weekend. But baseball, of course, a lot of people have their eyes on the baseball team as well. So Evan Bland with the Omaha World Herald, he will join the show next on the morning.